Here's your midday brief for Friday, February 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. household income jumped 10% in January, according to the Commerce Department. It was the second largest increase on record, largely due to direct stimulus payments sent out in December, as well as boosts in unemployment benefits. The pandemic relief also gave households the confidence to open their wallets. Spending rose 2.4% last month, the first gain in 3 months and the biggest jump since last summer. The White House says nearly half of the U.S. population aged 65 and older has received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. White House Senior Advisor Andy Slavitt told reporters this morning that the U.S. has doubled the pace of vaccinations since President Biden took office and that nearly 1 in 5 Americans have received a first dose of the vaccine. And investigators with the World Health Organization searching for the origin of the COVID-19 virus are looking into a second food market in the Chinese city of Wuhan. Their attention was drawn to the market after the first officially confirmed COVID-19 patient told them his parents had shopped there. Investigators will try to determine if any animals were sold at the market and whether any more of the first group of about 175 confirmed cases from December of 2019 had connections to it. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.